This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, gentlemen. I saw this list earlier today of the cap space and all the money that's going to be flying around with all the NBA free agency. And we heard today one of the names that Colby is happy to see disappear off the Mavericks list at the moment is Kemba Walker. As it looks like, from what we're hearing, the Celtics are the front runners for Kemba Walker right now.
Yes.
We'll see how that works out whenever some of this other money gets floated out there. But it looks like the Celtics are getting ready to make a push for Kemba Walker, and the Mavericks may have to settle for some second-tier guys, third-tier. Maybe Kemba Walker was a third-tier guy. In the whole grand scheme of things, if you think Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson are the top guys. But the I was looking through this list, and as far as destinations go, the method is very unscientific for this right here.
Oh, my favorite.
But the combination of ability to contend, all right?
Okay.
Location, all right. And the amount of cap space. So if you're a free agent, those three factors come in. Very unscientific. The ability to contend, location, and the amount of cap space. And I saw Barry Horn say a little earlier today with the Mavericks already losing out on Kemba Walker, proof yet again that they are not a destination for NBA free agents. And I wish that that was an argument that I could fight against, but I'm also like, why do the big names not land here? Why aren't they all saying, let's all go to Dallas and work for Mark Cuban? Let's all go play with Dirk. You know, that I'm always questioning why we don't have it here. Like, why don't the big three ever want to come to DFW?
Well, they've picked a different place every single time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, here after a little bit, it'll finally match up for Dallas. It's only one place that's getting the big three, hey, let's go to Miami. Or, hey, well, Golden State's winning, let's go over there. It's not like they're heading out to Minnesota. Or any of the other places, like, crap, we can't even beat Minnesota.
Can't wait to get to Cleveland.
Right.
Nobody's doing that. Hey, let's all meet up in Utah. Mm-mm. Nobody wants to do that, Reggie. You understand? Because of Utah. But the top 10 destinations, according to USA Today, is Denver at number 10. They don't know if they're letting Paul Millsap go or they're keeping him as a contract. So that might create room. And that would be a good money situation. And you're playing with Jokic,
right,
who had his first time in the NBA playoffs had ridiculous numbers. I think he was, Reggie, was he like 21-15-8 guy during the playoffs? Something ridiculous as far as his playoff stats go this year. And that was his first time to be in the playoffs. Now, let alone the rest of what his team can do if they build something else around him. The number 9 team is weird. But they say it's the Pelicans because Zion, Drew Holiday,
okay,
Brandon Ingram, you got this little group here, and can they be a destination where a veteran goes, I can walk in there and be the leader amongst a bunch of young players, and I can help them grow into the league. Plus, they got some money because they move on from it all.
And on top of that, I think in the context of when we're talking about destinations, I know that we as fans and those onlooking outside of the actual establishment of the league, we look at the things like the players and the coach. Players look at those situations, right? It's not necessarily the big cities, but it's really competent organizations that they like a lot. And the Pelicans just got one of the most well-respected general managers in the league, in David Griffin, a guy who came in and essentially fleeced the Lakers, in a situation where the last GM got fired for mishandling the Anthony Davis situation, and David Griffin came in and almost immediately got a winnable deal. In fact, a deal that looks really great on that team. Like, that is an organization that looks like, hey, this, even though they have been incompetent previously, it looks like they're getting their stuff together, and they just fired the medical staff that used to be terrible. So, like, it's looking up. Things looking up. All things are all the way around. So, when free agency, you got to consider that as well.
Plus, it's New Orleans. I mean, think about this. You get the huge New Year's Eve party down there.
Beignets.
They got beignets. They got Café du Monde. They got Galatoire's. They got Antoine's. And then, on top of that, in the middle of the season, right smack dab in the middle of the season, You get the biggest party of the year with Mardi Gras, and it's in your hometown, and you get to be the king of it all. So, like, enjoy that part of it, too. And, Reg, you were talking about big cities, and it's not always about big cities. The Knicks should have been better for the last 25 years.
Incompetent.
Right? But because of what they're doing with their front office, nobody really wants to be a Knick. No matter how big the city is and no matter what's going on, nobody really wants to be part of that. They fall in at number 8. The good is you get to live in New York City. The bad is the Knicks are young, inexperienced, and somewhat still rebuilding. And they got Dennis Smith Jr. as kind of what their starting piece, and they're kind of working around that. So the franchise.
R.J. Barrett.
R.J. Barrett, too. Yeah. Well, I mean, as long as he's taking all the shots, he'll make about 30% of them. And maybe.
Pump up the volume.
He just needs lots of shots in order to make them. The other thing is the franchise history might scare people away. The Celtics fall in at number 7. And that's, Gordon Hayward, Marcus Smart, Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and now maybe Kemba Walker. And that's going to be a scoring bunch right there. At number 6, USA Today has the Mavericks listed at number 6 as one of the best destinations for free agents to go. You get to team up with Luka and Kristaps, they say, and pay no income tax, which for us, like, is a big selling point. For players, they don't care. We were talking. This is a story that goes back to spring training, and Kevin and I were talking. Actually, Kevin, I was talking to somebody else. Kevin was talking to Chu, and Chu was like, "Man, I'm not smart enough to know, so I let my agent handle that." And he's just like, "Give me a big number. You know, I want the big number. I don't care about the taxes and the actual money you're gonna get." And he's like, "So I let my tax people take care of that stuff." He said, "I'm interested in it, but I don't know anything about it or why it matters." He said, "I didn't, but then I moved to Texas, and then I was like, oh, hold on. But they also have to pay some taxes in the places they play. So when they go somewhere else, they pay taxes there. So while it sounds like, oh, hey, you get this huge benefit, it's not as big of a benefit as you think." The 76ers fall in at number 5, and there's a lot leaning on this, right? Because you got Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris trying to decide what they want to do. Most likely, it sounds like Jimmy Butler and the Rockets are doing a sign and trade. I don't know exactly where Tobias Harris is. What's J.J. Redick going to do? As much as you think, okay, he doesn't matter. He does. That dude's a shooter. If the Mavericks were able to add J.J. Redick instead of Klay Thompson, I'd be very happy with that. I'd be very happy with a J.J. Redick-type shooter on this team to go with Luka.
Problem with J.J. Redick is he is abysmal defensively on top of being an aged player, significantly aged player.
I'd still take the three-point shooting. You're right about the defense. We might have to settle with being a bad defensive team unless we go get Pat Bev, and then we're back in the game. At number 4, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
The Bucks are, for me, if I'm a player, because they have room, but they have free agents like Chris Middleton, Brogdon, Lopez, and Mirotić. They're trying to work some things out so they can keep as many of those guys as possible. But if I'm going to go play with somebody, I want to go play with the Freak. I want to go be with the Greek Freak and say, let's go try and win all these championships together. Number 3, the Los Angeles Clippers, 2 max level stars. That's exactly what their money is sitting there saying. We can pay 2 max level stars. And if you're a max level star right now, that is the money, because you're going to LA. And it's the Clippers organization, but you're going to get paid and you get to live in LA. And hey, Kevin Durant, who's been rumored to go there a number of times already, turned down and declined that $31.5 million player option. The number 2 team, the Los Angeles Lakers. And that may have changed even more today, gentlemen, as they made a move that may be putting them in prime position to add another player right now. But they got Anthony Davis and LeBron. Who doesn't want to play with those guys? You're likely going to be contending for a title.
You also have
to deal with the fact that they are both Rich Paul guys, and they have the power, and you have no power in that room if you're not.
And also, you have to look at Davis's injuries, right?
Yeah.
And how old is LeBron?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, LeBron's potential injuries.
I mean, if I'm looking around at these places, I'm looking for younger guys to go play with. I'm not saying Dallas per se, but I am looking for the younger group, the next group to make my name.
Okay, and well, that possibility might be the Brooklyn Nets. The plenty of money to go around, great location to play in, and then on top of that, you got a little supporting cast that you can work with too. The fact is, though, the Mavericks fall in at number 6. And that, to me, is as surprising as I've ever heard, because I don't think of this place as a destination for people. We have two. We got one in the draft. We went and got the other one via trade. Now, is he going to stick around? We'll find out on Monday. But, man, the fact that those two guys are here should be something that's enticing for a third. But I'm not sure if it's going to be, just because of our bad luck here in DFW.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.